This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Over the last 2 months, there have been waves of bomb threats directed at Jewish community centers around the country. Earlier this week, the Milwaukee Area Center in Whitefish Bay was evacuated for the second time in a month, and today a center in New Orleans reported a similar threat.
The threats come in the midst of a wave of reported anti-Semitic harassment and vandalism, including the targeting of a Jewish cemetery in Missouri, the foiling of an alleged shooting plot targeting a synagogue in Florida, and reports of synagogue vandalism in Chicago and elsewhere.
And a report from the Milwaukee Jewish Community Relations Council saw a 60% jump in anti-Semitic incidents in Wisconsin from 2015 to 2016.
Jessica Gall joins us now for a look at these incidents and threats and the response from the Trump administration. She's Associate Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League in Chicago. The ADL itself was targeted yesterday by a bomb threat at its New York headquarters. Jessica, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, how widespread have these bomb threats been? We've heard of them, of course, in Milwaukee, at the Jewish Community Center there, around the country, the ADL itself. How many of these are we seeing?
So we are seeing, unfortunately, a large number of bomb threats really across the nation in multiple states. Obviously, yes, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, that covers a large swath of our region. But we are seeing this across the country and, as you said, at the ADL National Office in New York City. Thankfully, none of these have actually been real bombs, which, of course, is great news. But any report of a bomb threat is incredibly scary and definitely disrupts operations, disrupts the day, and really increases fear within a community. So, yes, we are definitely seeing this across the nation and repeated waves of these different threats across the nation.
And then apart from the bomb threats, we've seen this vandalism at the Missouri cemetery. What other sorts of incidents of anti-Semitism, harassment, threats are we seeing these days?
So we, the cemetery situation in Missouri, obviously incredibly horrific to think about. Graves being vandalized, but then also here in Chicago, we had vandalism done to the Loop Synagogue with swastikas posted as well. We have also seen other reports from different campuses across the country of swastikas, maybe not necessarily specific anti-Semitic events, but of course a swastika being posted or graffiti along those lines being put up in to various communities, raise the level of fear, raise the level of concern of folks both within the Jewish community, other communities, as well as the larger community.
Are we seeing more anti-Semitic threats and harassment recently, or is this something that's kind of always going on, we're just paying more attention to it now?
I think that's a really great question, because we really need to temper ourselves and really look at the facts. You know, what is being reported, what are investigated and authorized incidents or crimes that have taken place. And while we don't have, statistics on what the rise has been, we can say that within the past 6 months or so, we have seen an increase in anti-Semitic incidents and crimes across the country. And, we can try and point to different events that may have sparked that, but really we're not really quite sure why that is the case. But we have seen an increase in reported incidents, yes.
Right. We don't know, for example, who is making these bomb threats or what their motivation is, but what are some of the things that you're talking about when it comes to why we're seeing more incidents overall?
So we spent a lot of time thinking about that. We definitely have seen far more rhetoric within the campaign season. I think that potentially that could have had some contribution into some of these things. We saw some corresponding evidence potentially of that. But again, we can't point to that and say that that's the reason. Have seen some folks maybe feeling a little bit more emboldened to make some of these statements or do some of these things. But as far as, a movement of any sort of a certain group or a certain group of people doing these kinds of things, we don't necessarily, have evidence of that. We're still, conducting that research, compiling the data to actually see, where some of these threats have come from and who are perpetrating some of these incidents and crimes.
Speaking of the campaign, you at ADL had done a report on threats against Jewish journalists throughout
Yes.
the course of the campaign. And just horrific stuff, Holocaust references, pasting journalists who are Jewish or who the poster thought was Jewish, their picture in Holocaust-related scenes. What did you find in that report?
So, yeah, basically when we look at, an overall data pull of these incidents, we saw that, there were, 2.641 million total mentions of different anti-Semitic types of words, tweets directed at journalists that include that type of rhetoric. We've also, we saw that there was, that at least 800 journalists received anti-Semitic tweets with an estimated reach of 45 million impressions. The top 10 most targeted journalists, all of whom are Jewish, received 83% of these anti-Semitic tweets. So, this is incredibly concerning, and we are working with different social media platforms to help them respond to these issues. How can they, tighten their user agreements, their policies on these types of tweets or posts, and really protect the users and the journalists specifically who are conveying information in this way.
Talking to Jessica Gall, she's with the Anti-Defamation League based in Chicago. Jessica, I want to get into the presidential reaction to this. This has been in the news. We're going to listen to a couple things. President Trump was criticized for two different answers to questions. This is last week about anti-Semitic threats. And one, he talked about his election win for a while before getting into the issue a little. And in a press conference last week, a reporter who identifies as Jewish asked the president about the bomb threats and other incidents after saying he didn't think the president or his staff were anti-Semitic. Here's a listen to some of that exchange.
What we are concerned about and what we haven't really heard being addressed is an uptick in anti-Semitism and how the government is planning to take care of it. There's been a report out that 48 bomb threats have been made against Jewish centers all across the country in the last couple of weeks. There are people who are committing anti-Semitic acts or threatening to...
You see, he said he was going to ask a very simple, easy question. And it's not. It's not. Not a simple question. Not a fair question. Okay, sit down. I understand the rest of your question. So here's the story, folks. Number one, I am the least anti-Semitic person that you've ever seen in your entire life. Number two, racism. The least racist person. In fact, we did very well relative to other people running as a Republican. Quiet, quiet, quiet. See, he lied about he was going to get up and ask a very straight, simple question. So, it's welcome to the world of the media.
And then yesterday, the president spoke more directly to the issue. Here's a listen.
The anti-Semitic threats targeting our Jewish community and community centers are horrible and are painful and a very sad reminder of the work that still must be done to root out hate and prejudice and evil.
And then Vice President Pence had also spoken about the issue at the cemetery in Missouri. What do you think of what you've heard from President Trump and his administration?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. Initially when that question was asked by the journalist, at that time our CEO, national CEO, Jonathan Greenblatt, we issued a statement talking about our disappointment and our, concern around President Trump and his administration's, dodging or, just basically not answering the question around addressing anti-Semitism. And so we really welcome the more recent statements that the administration has made that saying that this is an issue, that not only concerns the Jewish community, of course it concerns the Jewish community, but it really concerns our entire community, because when one group is targeted, it really impacts everyone. And it can create a real, I guess, a chilling effect, you know, if we don't come out strongly and state that this is not okay, that this is something that we need to address and address directly. So we welcome the new statements from the administration, and we hope to work with him to combat, you know, these new issues, this wave of bomb threats and bomb scares, and also the online harassment and the uptick in hate crimes and incidents across the country.
That's the response from the White House. What have you seen from community response, not just from the Jewish community around the country? We've seen, at least in some particular communities, faced with anti-Semitic threats. One small town in Montana targeted for anti-Jewish harassment there. Some people pulling together. Are you encouraged by what you've seen from the communities around the United States?
Yeah, I really am happy that you asked that question. I think this is a real chance for people of marginalized communities, you know, to take a stand and stand in solidarity. And then I think, again, it's a chance for entire communities to take a stand and unite together against something like this, because someone who identifies as Jewish or identifies as Muslim or is African American or whatever the case might be, whatever group you might belong to, is also a member of that community. And we are, you know, as strong, you know, that individual needs to be strong and the community needs to be strong. So I am incredibly heartened by some of the stories coming from various communities across the country within our region about communities banding together and saying, you know, not here, that we want to take a stand against hate.
Jessica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
That was Jessica Gall, Associate Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League in Chicago.